This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one. Radio.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To the Alex Jones Show. On this segment, I would like to cover what we've been talking about Hillary Clinton. Let's talk about the reality of what was going on in Libya. And of course, again, Maureen Dowd talks about how they didn't lay a hand on her. She's excellent at playing the victim. But let's understand, as she points out, that it was really Hillary that was focusing on going after Libya. She says that she urged Obama to help topple Gaddafi without learning anything from the Iraq invasion that she had voted for. And since she was, as her aide Jake Sullivan put it, the public face of the U.S. effort in Libya, one of the Furies, along with Samantha Power and Susan Rice, who'd pushed for military intervention on humanitarian grounds, Hillary needed to stay on top of it. She says, when you're the Valkyrie who engineers the intervention, you can't say that it's then beneath you to pay attention to the ludicrously negligent security for your hand-picked choice of ambassador in a lawless country full of assassinations and jihadist training camps. Well, they're full of a lot of training camps now. And as a matter of fact, what was really behind this, as we've learned from multiple revelations, multiple sources, and we're going to play the report for you from John Bound, what was at the bottom of this was really arms trade by the CIA going on at that Benghazi ambassadorship there. Let's play that report from John Bound.
74 combined years in prison. That's how Iceland's Supreme Court and the Reykjavik District Court respond to those responsible for Iceland's financial collapse. This brings the total to 26 bankers now behind bars in Iceland, with most being CEOs of large financial institutions rather than low-level traders. Most of those jailed will serve terms of 2 to 5 years, according to a report by Iceland Magazine, which notes that 3 executives at Landsbankinn and 2 at Kaupthing, along with 1 prominent investor, have been prosecuted. Their crimes include market manipulation, embezzlement, and breach of fiduciary duties. Their market manipulation destroyed the country's economy, and to this day, Iceland is still having to repay the global loan sharks at the IMF, as well as governments of other countries.
Actually, I wanted to run John Bound's report on the arms trade in Benghazi. They got John Bound's report on the bankers in Iceland. Let me tell you what was going on in Benghazi. As I pointed out in this hearing here, she says, this is Maureen Dowd again, she says, in a rare moment of lucidity, Representative Mike Pompeo of Kansas said to Clinton, "You described Mr. Stevens as having the best knowledge of Libya of anyone, but when he asked for increased security, you didn't give it to him." And she says, "Well, you know, I didn't have his personal email or his cell phone number." So she doesn't have any of that stuff. She says there's no call logs of talks between Stevens and Clinton. She said she couldn't remember if she ever spoke to him again after she swore him in May. But as Maureen Dowd points out, Libya was the country where she was midwife to chaos. And again, she throws Stevens under the bus, saying that he was responsible for his own security. She said, "We were really counting on Chris to guide us and to give us the information on the ground." This is a story that we had up on October 22nd on Infowars.com. In other words, he failed me. I didn't make a mistake. He made a mistake. But again, Rand Paul says Hillary Clinton was bugging Obama to intervene in Libya. Exactly, saying the same thing that Maureen Dowd said. He says there's another story here. Why were we in Libya? Was it a good idea? Hillary Clinton was the biggest proponent, bugging Obama, saying we need to topple Gaddafi. Rand Paul goes on to say, well, if you look at Libya now, it's a failed state. There's no government. A third of those in Libya pledge allegiance to ISIS. I contend that not only did she not provide adequate security in Benghazi, but that she was a proponent for a war that actually made things less stable, worse off, and made it more likely that we will be attacked by someone in Libya. But it's even more obvious than that. This is a story from antiwar.com saying Hillary claims that Libya shows that the consequences of U.S. military withdrawal. In other words, all of this is happening because we left the area. That's not true. We're going to tell you why that's not true. We're going to tell you what was exactly happening there when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, October 25th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We've been talking about Hillary Clinton. We talked about the revelations that we saw as she gasped for air for over 2 minutes coughing. And went back to Matt Drudge talking about her hypothyroidism. This is a well-known fact by her doctor going back to August. But, of course, Washington Post pushes back on that and says, no, she had a great performance. So I don't think she's sick at all in spite of that. And we talked about what Matt Drudge pointed out that, well, actually, her doctor said it. Your doctor, who hasn't examined her, pointed out that he didn't think that she had a condition. But let's talk a little bit about the Libya connection, because we've talked a lot about the email issues, the fact that many of these things are born classified. That's what the retired person who was in charge of classifying documents has said. He says if you're talking to a foreign head of state and you have private conversations between them, that is born classified. But the very fact that she would set this up on an internal server, that she would put documents there that are State Department documents, that she would use it for official conversations, that in and of itself is a problem. We have seen NSA whistleblowers like Thomas Drake charged and prosecuted, although the charges were dropped because it was a phony prosecution. It was a persecution of him. But nevertheless, we've seen that he and others have been charged with deleting emails or having documents on their computers that are not even classified. So the fact that she says these were not classified, that doesn't matter. They charged Thomas Drake with having documents on his computer that were not classified. She violated the law. She deleted not just one email, as a CIA whistleblower was prosecuted for doing. She deleted thousands, tens of thousands of emails. So we've talked about that, but let's talk about what was going on in Libya. Let's talk about the bold-faced lies that she told. Here's a story from antiwar.com. Bizarre revisionism. Hillary Clinton claims Libya shows the consequences of U.S. military withdrawal. In other words, we have this mess there because we withdrew our forces. And Jason Ditz points out, there never was a formal ground operation in Libya to begin with. He says, while the U.S. illegally participated in the NATO war against Libya in 2011, they never actually had a ground presence in the country in the first place. Security was simply at the embassy level, as it is in most non-occupied countries. Okay, while Clinton presented the situation as a power vacuum that was fueling extremism, it wasn't the case. The centerpiece of the U.S. operations, he points out, in the country at the time was a CIA weapons smuggling operation inside of Benghazi. The reality is that when dozens of CIA agents are smuggling arms into the city, the American consulate in that city is inevitably housed. That operation necessarily becomes a high-value target. That is precisely what happened. Now, again, there's a story from New American. Clinton exposed as a liar in Benghazi gate hearings, but the secrets remain. They say facing a question by Representative Mike Pompeo, Kansas Asked about whether Clinton knew of a gun-running scheme to Libyan rebels, Clinton said, well, I think the answer is no. Then asked if she knew whether the U.S. government or its proxies were sending weapons to Syrian rebels from Libya. She also said, did you ever consider the idea of using private security experts to arm the opposition? And she said, not seriously, no. And they point out that the word seriously appears to be an effort to conceal the truth and to prevent her from being brought up on perjury charges. Because right after she said that, no, not seriously, Pompeo read an email from Clinton to another official at the time outlining a scheme to do exactly that. Quote, for your information, the idea of using private security experts to arm the opposition should be considered, she said. So there you go. That's what was at the bottom of what was going on there. And, of course, Rand Paul is correct to point out that it has now become an arms bazaar, has descended into total chaos because Hillary Clinton pushed Obama to get rid of Gaddafi. Gaddafi was not a threat to anyone, had not been a threat to anyone for quite some time. But our government has had a long list, and we've had the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State has gone down this list of countries invading and continuing wars in at least seven different countries in the Middle East. They want to have continued instability, continued chaos, because it helps their military-industrial complex programs to have another Cold War that they're pushing with Russia. Let's go on to some political news now. We've got Ben Carson came out. This is a story on Infowars.com. He says, intensify the drug war. He was talking to Glenn Beck, and he said, if elected, he will intensify the war on drugs. He said he also opposes the legalization of marijuana. When asked about those, he says, absolutely. He said he would continue the war on drugs. I intend to fight. As I said before, has he been under anesthesia for the last 44 years to see what a failure the war on drugs has been? As we point out in our article, in 2010 alone, the federal government spent over $15 billion combating the use and distribution of illegal drugs, while state and local governments spent $25 billion. So look, in 2010, combined state and federal spending on the drug war was $40 billion. Multiply that out by 44 years. What do you get? $1.7 trillion, if that was a typical year. Now, that's an insane amount of money. That's an insane amount of money, $1.7 trillion. And I don't know what the total figure is. That's just a rough calculation based on what we spent in 2010. But that doesn't include the cost in lives that have been lost from the war on drugs. It doesn't include the cost of people's lives that have been destroyed by being put in prison with mandatory minimums. It doesn't include the cost to the public of civil asset forfeiture, where without due process, your property is stolen. We have lost the concept of due process. We've lost the concept of private property because of the war on drugs. And, of course, it has been a boon to the government. It's been a boon to the organized crime figures. It's given them a monopoly on a very lucrative black market, just as we saw during alcohol prohibition. And it brings up the point yet again that Ben Carson doesn't understand or care the first thing about individual liberty or the Constitution. We don't have legal authority in the Constitution. The federal government doesn't have legal authority for a drug war. Does Ben Carson and do the conservatives who support him, do they realize that the war on drugs is a UN agenda? It was something that was created. Our four schedules, we have Schedule 1, 2, 3, 4 drugs. Marijuana is a Schedule 1 drug, saying that it has absolutely no medical use. That's an outright lie, but that's the way they operate with the war on drugs. That whole process was set up by the United Nations in 1961, 10 years before Richard Nixon declared the war on drugs in 1971. This whole thing is a UN agenda. And conservatives are buying into a UN agenda that has destroyed private property, that has bred corruption, that has increased organized crime, that has filled our prisons at a rate that no country in history has ever had people in prison. We've got more people in prison than China. And they've got a population that I think is, if I remember the statistics, seven times larger than ours. We've got more people in prison than any other country, China, Russia, North Korea. We've got a larger number of people, a larger percentage by far than any other country, and it's because of the war on drugs. And Ben Carson wants to stomp on the rights of states to stop this madness. that's a form of madness itself. And this is how he justifies it. He says, you know, we're gradually just removing all the barriers to hedonistic activity. Removing the barriers to hedonistic activity. So he wants to continue this insane, illegal war on drugs that hasn't accomplished anything because he doesn't like hedonistic activity. I look at this, and I look at my friends who support him, my Christian friends who support him, and I say the Christian church in America worships government, not God. It sees more power in the fist of the police, sees more power in the truncheon than it does in the cross. And it disgusts me to see people so in love with government, so completely blind to the power of Christ to change lives, that they want to use the fist of government. And then he goes on to say, well, do the same people that argue for getting rid of the war on drugs, do they argue for freedom of choice when someone says they want to buy a gun? Of course they don't. And that's the problem. The left wants to take away the Second Amendment, and the right wants to take away the Ninth and the Tenth and the Fourth and everything else. We have to come together, and the war on drugs needs to stop, and so does the war on the right to keep and bear arms. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, October 25th, 2015. We're going to get back to politics. We were just talking about what Ben Carson was saying about the drug war. He wants to ramp up the drug war. And we talked about the insanity of that. We're going to go back to some of what the other candidates are saying. Of course, Jeb Bush is saying some pretty incredibly stupid things. Things are starting to collapse around him, and he's starting to get a bit crazy with the things that he says. We're going to cover that. We're also going to take your calls if you want to call in and comment on some of the topics we've been talking about today or on something else. The number will be 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX if you want to call in and comment on what we've been talking about today. Before I get back to the news, I just want to let you know that we have Super Male Vitality back in stock. It's back for a limited run. Now is the time to get yours before we sell out again. Once we sell out, it could be months before we're able to secure another shipment. This ultra-strength formula contains organic herbs and acids and that are the real deal. Let me give you a couple of comments on our site here. This is because we have people... We give people the capability to make comments about the different products so you can help make up your mind about what you like with this, what will work for you. Here's one from Guide in Boise, Idaho. He says, this is far superior to other products I've tried in the past. He says, stamina and clarity, especially in the morning with no running out of gas in the afternoon. It works for me, and I notice a better recovery after my workouts. Another review from InfoWarrior in Hawesville, Kentucky says there's nothing bad about Supermale. The best product I've found that works, I use it daily. It's great to take and work out with. Alex Jones has great products. I've been telling all my friends about this product. Alex Jones, you're the best. Again, you can read those reviews and at InfoWarsLife.com and order Supermale Vitality before we sell out. Again, it's back in stock. It won't last very long. Going back to the comments that Ben Carson said, one of the last things that he had in this article we got up on InfoWars.com from Kurt Nemo, he says, well, do those same people who argue for freedom of choice with drugs, when someone says, I want to buy a gun, I want to buy an Uzi, Carson said, let's be consistent with this thing. It's like, yeah, let's be consistent. Let's follow the Constitution. Let's understand that you don't have the authority to ban this stuff. And if you take this, if you allow people to prohibit things that you don't have the authority to prohibit, then they're going to come after things that are even expressly protected, like the right to keep and bear arms. We need to be consistent. We need to be constitutional. And I would like to see Ben Carson actually read the Constitution and understand it. Again, as I've said before, the way I look at the way he's running for president is like somebody, he's a physician, he's a brain surgeon. It would be as if he was trying to do brain surgery. Never having read Gray's Anatomy, the man has absolutely no appreciation of or understanding of individual liberty. He wants to take away your informed consent when it comes to vaccinations. He has opposed the right to keep and bear arms in the past. And now he thinks that he can just arbitrarily, along with the rest of the politicians in Washington, they can arbitrarily tell you what you can and cannot put in your body. And that includes the FDA as well. That includes the FDA as well. But, of course, as a doctor, he thinks that they ought to be able to dictate to you what medicines you are allowed to take and what you must take in the future. That's going to be the other side of that. That's the vaccine side. And Mike Huckabee talked about guns. He said that gun stores should disobey any Obama executive orders because we see that Obama is now increasingly talking about doing gun control by executive order. Mike Huckabee, who's also running for president, said the more we surrender the Constitution, the more he will keep that going. Precisely. But what he needs to understand and what he needs to talk to people about, but you won't hear any presidential candidates talk about state nullification, because that's what the states have done with the legalization of drugs, with medical marijuana, as well as with recreational use of marijuana. That is state nullification. That is the people saying, you know, we're tired of this failed war on drugs. It hasn't done anything but give us more dangerous forms of the drugs. It hasn't reduced the amount of usage. Instead, what we've gotten is a massive police state, a massive prison state, massive organized crime, given a monopoly in the black market, and we're tired of it. So we're going to nullify that federal war on drugs, which is really a UN agenda, as I mentioned in the last segment. So Huckabee needs to talk about state nullification, not only, you know, for all of these issues. We have to understand that this is about individual freedom. It isn't about whether you like guns or whether you like drugs. If we can get past that, if we can get past the idea that the left wants to have drugs legalized because they like them, the right wants to have guns legalized because they like them, we need to understand that we don't want government dictating to us these things. And we need to come together, and we need to allow people to have the freedom to do things that we wouldn't necessarily want to do if we're going to have the freedom to do what we want to do. You understand that? It's all the way across the spectrum. It's all or nothing. You either respect individual rights and the Constitution that was written to respect those individual rights, or you get nothing. You won't have your guns if you take away people's drugs because you're supporting an illegal operation by an illegal government without authority. And he needs to talk about not only state nullification, but Mike Huckabee needs to talk about jury nullification. Because if people in gun stores are going to say, well, I don't like Obama's laws about guns, then they're going to be thrown in jail, just like the people who disobey the illegal war on drugs. And we need to stop that. And the way to stop that is with jury nullification, if we can't get people at the state level to do it. Otherwise, the gun store owners are going to kind of be left out there on their own, as we have seen with people who legitimately were growing medical marijuana following state laws and then arrested by the federal government. We've seen that happen. It will happen with the gun store owners, even if those orders are illegal, because having an illegal order doesn't mean anything in America. They will use force of arms even if they don't have the legal authority. Now, things are getting really tough for Jeb. We have a story up on Infowars.com today. Jeb says, I could be doing really cool things instead of being president, instead of running for president. They say the outburst is likely the culmination of frustration that his sagging campaign is going nowhere. And I would say, please, please do. Please, you know, go do your really cool thing and don't inflict us with another Bush presidency. The American Mirror says Jeb Bush is now acting as though the American people should be grateful that he is running for president. Here's the clip where he says that.
If this election is about how we're going to fight to get nothing done, then I don't want anything. I don't want any part of it. I don't want to be elected president to sit around and see gridlock just become so dominant that people literally are in decline in their lives. That is not my motivation. I got
pause
a lot
right
of
there.
Really
pause
cool
right
things
pause
that
it.
I could do. Other.
Okay. Okay. You hear that? I don't want to see gridlock happening where people are literally having a decline in their lives. Do you understand what a statist mindset that is? That if the government doesn't keep writing more laws, our lives are going to literally decline? Nothing could be further from the truth. We got to get over this mentality that's been around my entire life. There ought to be a law about that. There ought to be a law about this. There ought to be a law about that other thing. That's what has killed this country. And we don't need more of that. We don't depend on the government to pass more laws in order to keep things flowing. He says we're going to be literally in decline. I want gridlock. He says he thinks that Trump is going to bring gridlock. Well, that's the best argument I've heard yet for electing Donald Trump. We need to stop the government from creating more laws. We have so many laws now, nobody knows what they are. We'll be right back. We'll continue on with what Jeb Bush has to say. You won't believe what else he had to say. We'll be right back.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now.
I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations, and the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we can find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The world is changing, and not for the better. You need to get ready, and soon. Get ready with ReadySupplyFoods.com. Ready with GMO-free 25-year food. Ready with the most calories per dollar of any storage food. In an emergency, calories mean survival. The USDA recommends a 2,000-calorie daily diet. At that rate, most other 30-day kits won't even last you 2 weeks. You need to get the most nutrition for your dollar, and ReadySupplyFoods.com sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Ready Supply Foods doesn't sell empty calories in the form of sugary drinks and desserts. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. Ready Supply Foods is the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com to see a comparison of the leading companies. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, October 25th, 2015. We've been talking about Jeb Bush. You know, as Gerald Celente says, when people lose everything, they lose it. Well, we see Jeb Bush losing it. He's a good example of this. We just heard part of a clip. I want to finish this clip, and then we're going to go to our callers. We heard this clip where he's saying, we don't want to have gridlock because in gridlock, we're going to see people literally declining in their lives. In other words, if I'm not there, if Jeb Bush is not there to save you, you are literally going to have a decline in your life because you're not going to have new laws passed. I need to be there to run your lives for you. Let's play the rest of this clip. Absolutely amazing.
Around and see gridlock just become so dominant that people literally are in decline in their lives. That is not my motivation. I got a lot of really cool things that I could do other than sit around being miserable, listening to people demonize me and me feeling compelled to demonize them. That is a joke. Elect Trump if you want that.
He's got better things to do. And, of course, he says this in this really hokey photo op. If you look at this, he's sitting in a chair in front of a picture of the Lincoln Memorial, where Lincoln is sitting in a chair, and he is sitting there exactly like Lincoln. No subliminal messages there for you, okay? Sorry, having the name Bush, sitting in front of a picture of Lincoln and posing like Lincoln in front of the picture of Lincoln ain't going to do it, Jeb. This is what's happening to the campaign. He's slashing payroll costs by 40%. He's downsizing his Miami headquarters more than 50%. He's reducing travel costs by 20%. He's cutting 45% of spending in areas not related to media and voter contact. He's letting his senior officials continue on a volunteer basis, and he's letting his non-senior officials go. Okay? Now, Trump jumped on this. Trump said, here's a guy who wants to run our country. He can't even run his own campaign. You know what? He's cutting back big. Bush has no money. He's cutting. He's meeting today with mommy and daddy, and they're working on their campaign. Yes, exactly what's happening. It was reported, one of the headlines, there is a royal summit of the Bushes going on. They are having everyone come in. W is coming in along with mommy and daddy, and they're entertaining potential donors and trying to push this. Here we go. Emergency royal family meeting. Jeb to meet with former presidents Bush 41 and 43 in Houston as the campaign is struggling. Will that pull him out? I don't think so. But, of course, the other part of the problem is, and maybe this is not a problem, maybe this is a feature, maybe this is intentional. Donald Trump's speeches are at a fourth grade level, finds a study. This is a readability test, the Flesch-Kincaid test. It ranks speeches by grade level. It finds out that those who are doing the best are those who are speaking at the lowest grade level. Those who are doing the worst are speaking at the higher grade levels in general. The two candidates speaking at the highest grade levels, Mike Huckabee and Jim Gilmore, are struggling in the polls, but Trump is doing well when he talks to people at a fourth grade level. Now, looking at the speeches from George Washington, for example, they find that he was speaking at graduate degree levels at nearly grade 18, to be exact. Okay, so that would be postgraduate. They say Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address was at 11th grade level. I guess today you would lose the citizens right from the very beginning. When you say 47 years ago, they'd say, what? What? What's that about? To give you an example, though, of the kind of fourth grade rhetoric that we've got going on, we've got Trump also coming after Rubio. He goes right to their home turf in Florida. And he talks about Rubio. He says Rubio was very disloyal to Bush. Everybody admits Bush was his mentor. They're fighting like crazy. I'm laughing watching them fight. And he needs a lot of water on top of everything else. Talking about the fact that he had to have a drink of water in the middle of his response to the State of the Union. That is really not why we shouldn't get Rubio. There's plenty of reasons not to have Rubio. Rubio is an open borders guy. He is for the police state. He's for unlimited wars. He is for everything that is anti-freedom, essentially. But, of course, this election, like most of the rest of the elections that we had, are going to be on personality. That's what it seems to be turning on. But it's not just Trump that's resorting to low levels of dialogue, low-grade levels of dialogue. Of course, as I said, Bush is losing it. Jeb is losing it. When people asked him about what was going on with his campaign, his response was, blah, 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 Bush said. That's my answer, blah, blah, blah. He truly is losing it. He was asked a very serious question because, again, the press wants to know what's going on with the surveillance state. I mean, we just passed CISA, right? They want to know what's going on with the cloak and dagger wars that they're creating, the CIA creating terrorist organizations, creating wars. No, no, they're not asking about that. What they asked Jeb Bush about was, who are your favorite Marvel superheroes? And here's what Jeb Bush had to say.
Who is your favorite superhero? Marvel, they have in parentheses, and why? Do you think the superheroes...
This is the second time I've been asked this question. What's up with this?
People want to know.
Someone told me there's a new Marvel show about Ant-Man or something like that.
You like that one?
No, I haven't met Ant-Man yet.
You're more of a DC Comics guy?
I like watching the movies, and I wish I owned Marvel. as someone that believes in capitalism.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm kind of old school. I kind of like I like the old school guys, like Batman. A little dark these
days. Good choice.
I saw that there's a Supergirl is on TV. I saw it when I was working out this morning. There's an ad promoting Supergirl. She looked pretty hot.
There you go. That's the important questions that we need to have asked in this presidential campaign. They may be talking to the population at a fourth grade level because that's the kind of questions that the population wants answered. And of course, if anybody's paying any attention, Supergirl and Batman are DC Comics. They're not even Marvel Comics. But what difference does it make? I mean, who cares? Let's go to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you had a comment about Ben Carson and the war on drugs. Go ahead.
Well, yes, sir. Dr. Ben Carson's candidacy, the media darling Ben Carson's, is supposedly absolutely blooming, not in spite of, but because of, Dr. Ben Carson, surrender to the organized crime thugopoly on our overwhelmingly beneficial natural medicine called marijuana. By the way, I can give a personal testimonial about how tetrahydrocannabinol has helped my ongoing recovery from my own coma-inducing traumatic brain injury, helped save our troops with THC, helped save lives, helped save our nation by taking money from organized crime thugs and while helping to save our nation's struggling family farms, no matter what they grow. And by the way, Dr. Rand Paul has long been on the right side of this liberty issue here. And surprise, our lame scheme prostitutes are lockstep in giving Dr. Rand Paul the Dr. Ron Paul treatment by ignoring him and or dismissing him or distorting what he has to say.
Well, I agree. I think that Ben Carson is going to be a Jimmy Carter type of president if he gets elected. I think he'll be easily controlled by somebody like as the big new Brzezinski, like controlled Carter, or by somebody like Henry Kissinger. He really doesn't seem to know what's going on. I think he is somebody that they understand they can control. He's taken essentially down the line, the traditional GOP party line positions. And I think it's very interesting, Ronnie, that here we have a guy who's a brain surgeon. He says he's also a specialist on epilepsy. One of the exemptions that we just had put in Texas, the only exemption for marijuana, was for people who were struggling from uncontrollable seizures, continuous seizures. And in most cases, these children in Texas that are suffering from this, they got that, interestingly enough, as an adverse reaction to a vaccine. But we have Dr. Carson who says, no, we're going to tell you when you should take vaccines. We're going to tell you how many you should have. We're going to tell you which ones you're going to take, and you have no informed consent in the matter. He supports that in principle, and then he seems to be completely clueless as to the adverse reactions for some of these vaccines that people have had, and the cure for it, the only cure for it, which is medical marijuana. Thanks, Ronnie. When we come back, we're going to take some more of your calls. We're also going to take a look at another political race that is very important, and that is the one for Speaker. It may already be over. We may have already been betrayed by the conservatives in Congress yet again. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brace, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for .308 and .556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. and I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to try to get through as many calls as we can in this last segment. Before I get back to the calls, just want to let you know that Liver Shield is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. We keep selling out of Liver Shield, and for a very good reason. It's very effective. You may be following Leanne McAdoo's personal liver flush story right now using Liver Shield. She's also got videos up about the recipes that she's using. Liver Shield uses a powerful blend of organic and well-crafted herbs specifically formulated to support natural function and detoxification of the liver and the gallbladder. Again, try Liver Shield. Learn about how to perform a liver flush at InfoWarsLife.com. You can follow Leanne's story as she's going through the process and blogging about it. This is a limited run, but it is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go back to our callers. Stephen in Florida, you had a comment about Dr. Carson and his wanting to revive the war on drugs or keep it going. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, David. Before I get to that, just let me say this real quick. You're talking about the Bushes. You know, instead of the Royal Commission or, you know, committee, whatever it is you're saying they're going to get together, you ought to really put it this way. The nasty high command is getting together when you look at their history.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, going back to Prescott, yeah.
Yeah, because they're just total scumbags supporting, you know, Planned Parenthood and everything else they've been involved in. But as far as Carson, here's what I wanted to say about him. Ben Carson typifies what's wrong with Christianity in America, because here, you know, he's talking about the war on drugs, and I'm against all drugs as a Christian, but I don't do them because Jesus saved me. That's why I gave them all up. But here's the thing. If he was really serious about going after the evils of drugs, then why doesn't he get on board with outlawing the main cartel that pushes drugs? And that's the combination of the FDA, the CDC, the DEA, and the pharmaceutical industry. They're the biggest drug operation in the world. But no, instead he supports them by saying there's no connection between autism and vaccines when it's clear there is, and all the other things he's pushing. So my conclusion about Mr. Carson is typical of Christianity in America. He's living in a fantasy world. Either he's been bought off by Big Pharma and liked all the perks he gets them and being a pill-pushing priest for their eugenics religion, or he's living in a religious bubble and is just totally oblivious to reality. And that's the way Christianity in America, unfortunately, to a great extent, has become. And it's no wonder America's in the shape it's in.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. It's a spiritual issue. It's a psychological issue, if you will. It is not a law enforcement issue. And we have been using this for the last 44 years and getting awful results. We've just made everything worse with it. As you're pointing out, there's a new study that came back. Two-thirds of people who are using antidepressants, 69%, don't have depression. They don't meet the qualifications for depressive disorder. They are typically Caucasian. They have recent or current physical problems. Or maybe they've got an insurance policy that will pay for these kinds of antidepressant drugs. That's why it's being done. It's being done for profit. And we see that the most dangerous drugs out there are the legal SSRI drugs. That's what is that's the common link behind all these mass shootings and suicides that we see going on and on. But that's coming from Big Pharma. So you're not going to hear Dr. Carson or any of the Republican candidates or Democrat candidates, for that matter, talking about that. Thank you, Steve. Let's go to Joe in Arkansas. You want to make a comment on conservatives and the UN agenda? Go ahead.
Yeah, you were talking about how conservatives support the UN agenda when they support the war on drugs, and I wanted to point out another place where conservatives are supporting the UN agenda, and that's when they support free trade.
Yes.
And if you read UN Agenda 21, you'll see that the first thing that it calls for before it gets into the environmental stuff is it calls for getting rid of all protectionism so that the wealth of the more developed countries can be transferred to the third world. And also in the 1963 congressional record where it listed the current goals of the Communist Party of the United States. One of them was free trade with all countries, regardless of communist affiliation, such as maybe China. And Karl Marx said that he, in 1848, Karl Marx said that he was in favor of free trade because it would increase the gap between the rich and poor, it would exaggerate and intensify class warfare, and it would make it easier to recruit working people to support socialism. And the Republicans in the late 19th and early 20th century, they were strong supporters of protectionism. They were strong supporters of tariffs on imports. And it was because of that that the United States during that time became the greatest manufacturing country and the strongest economy in the world. And of course, now we see when we've gotten rid of that, when we've gone to the communist way of free trade, you know, we're declining as a manufacturing power and an economic power in the world.
I would agree with what you say about free trade. And I would say that when you look at these free trade agreements, though, it's even worse than that, because these are globalist agreements. These are, as Senator Sessions looked at it, he said, you are creating a transnational governance. Once you create these so-called treaties, and they're going to do them by ignoring the constitutional process for passing treaties, once you pass these still secret treaties, you are going to allow this transnational committee to alter this without any further input from any state legislatures. They can add different countries to this agreement. They can change everything about the agreement. And, of course, they are going to be above the nations who sign onto this agreement. So in many ways, this is about our internet freedom. It's about sovereignty. And it is not simply about free trade. We can have that discussion about free trade, but it is about globalism. And when we look at this, we need to understand how the conservatives have betrayed us on the speakership position. Some conservatives got together and they pushed out Boehner. But now when it comes to getting his replacement, it looks like Paul Ryan is going to be a shoe-in. Why? Because conservative opposition to him has folded, and it is folded Because we've got people like the Heritage Foundation, very conservative, mainstream conservative organizations, people like Jim DeMint, now throwing their backing behind Paul Ryan. And Paul Ryan supports this secret treaty that we still don't know what's in it. He also has supported his entire career, even going back to being a staffer with Jack Kemp. He supported open borders, open immigration. It's a total betrayal of what we're looking at. And of course, with open borders and with transnational governance, both these treaties and the open borders are about creating a globalist governance. If you go back and you look at what's going on with these trade agreements, and you look at what Paul Ryan did, he was called on this by a fellow congressman. He said, you read through this language down in the secret room, talking to Mr. Ryan. And he said, and I welcome the day when people can read it. Ryan responded, it could be read by the general public once it's agreed to. Well, he's lying about that. It's been about 3 weeks now that they said they've agreed to, they've reached an agreement on this, and we still haven't been able to see what's in it. He says, this caused some to recall that former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's reference to the contents of Obamacare, where she said, we have to pass the bill so you can find out what's in it. That's the kind of person that the conservatives are now pushing. Somebody who has supported open borders and amnesty for his entire political career, who supports a secret trade agreement, who has worked with Obama on both of these globalist agendas. Thank you, Joe. Let's go to Joe in Southern Indiana. You want to talk about Benghazi? Go ahead.
I would like to know why the Congressional Committee did not make a major issue out of who ordered a stand down that prevented a military action to rescue and respond to the heroic, epic heroic efforts of three soldiers who disobeyed orders to stand down and went to the rescue knowing they were going to die because there were hundreds of attackers?
Yes.
And who ordered that stand down, and whoever did should be tried for treason because they went against everything that every true military man and soldier believes in, which is that you go to the help of those under attack.
Exactly. And that goes back, Joe, to the issues about whether or not Benghazi was the hub of an arms trade that was going on with the CIA, whether they wanted to cover that up. And it also, I would say, suggest that the person who came up with all of these phony stories in the wake of what happened, talking about how it was a reaction to some obscure film that nobody had seen and nobody would possibly take seriously, leading to the arrest of that filmmaker, that would be Hillary Clinton. So we see a massive campaign of lies that were changing on a daily basis. In the wake of that, we see that we had secure documents that were being kept on her email. We see just a trail of lies. I agree with you. There's so many different aspects of Benghazi. That's why this has gone on for so long. But that's her strategy. The Clintons love to let these investigations just drag on and on and on until people's eyes glaze over and they fall asleep. And that's been a very effective strategy. Let's go real quickly if we've got time to, well, we don't have time. I wanted to get to Maggie in Texas to get her comments about the BLM and the horses, but we just don't have time. So sorry. Join us tomorrow. We'll be back at 11 Central, 12 Eastern for the Alex Jones Radio Show. That's it for today's broadcast.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.